Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome to Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 5.
Saison 5, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant,
now,
lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Olivier Chenevier.
Hi.
Thank you for being with us today. You are a landscape designer and architect.
Yes.
In two or three sentences, could you introduce us to your architectural practice?
Mm-hmm.
And after... Can you tell us about your Europan project?
Yes. So I'm Olivier. I'm a landscape architect and an architect. My first formation was my first degree was in landscape architecture. I did 3 years and then 2 years in architecture in Paris. I was in the school of Versailles. My landscape architecture. I'm currently working in TN Plus, which is a landscape firm in Paris. And I've recently, with Manon van den Busch, won the 17th edition of Europan on the Courcy site, the Base 112, which is an old military base in the east of France.
Okay. And this project?
Yes. So the project is a multi-scale project. The first scale is the territory scale. It's in the Champagne-Creuse territory, which is a territory which has a very poor soil. It's a territory, a very agricultural territory. And the first
it's a contrast.
It has a poor soil and a rich agriculture. Yeah, it has historically has been a territory where there has been a lot of amendment to the soil to make it proper for agriculture. And in terms of faunistic connections and the living connections, the territory has a very few large-scale ecological connections. And so the project was to recreate a path and recreate a large scale ecological system through the rehabilitation of the base 112, but also through the rehabilitation of a few satellites points that were historically connected to the base 112. Others base are distributed all along the territory. And the project was to take those bases and to potentially make them into ecological reservoir, thus creating an ecological connection at a large scale. The 112th base was a role model in this sense. It was an example as how we could create different kind of habitats inside of old military base. So that's the first scale, the scale of ecological connections through the rehabilitation of the base 112 and satellite bases that were dependent to its function. And the second scale is the city scale, the large city scale. And it was so it's the base is near Courcy. It's near Reims, which is a French town. It has a network of different parks, and the project was to include the base 112 into this networks of parks and make it a large scale park, which could create human and non-human connection at the scale of the grand course, the grand rounds, which is the big house. It was the park system. It's a park system, which yes, and the so this is the second scale, and the third scale was at the scale of the base as itself. It was we first looked at the topography, the geology, and how we could bring different diversity in the categories of habitat. That we could recreate in this base. So we look at the topography to recreate different kinds of wetlands. We looked at the geology for specific vegetation, specific and thus specific habitat. But we also looked at the architecture there and all of the different buildings that were existing. One thing that the living is a very important part of this project, and we wanted to reconnect the architecture to the living. The seasonality is a very important part of yes. nature, and it dictates the life of the animals and also, of course, of the humans. And we wanted to bring this seasonality to architecture, and to do so. The reason behind that is that we had a lot of buildings, a lot of spaces that we couldn't really rehabilitate, because then it wouldn't be durable and it wouldn't be sustainable to heat them and to make them livable. So we bring this seasonality into the architecture by saying that a building could be in winter perhaps 200 square meters. And in winter, could be 500, 600 square meters. So there was this example of a storage room becoming a workshop room in the summer. Another example that I have in mind is a nursery, a tree nursery that will become a garden in summer. By that, we will. The idea was to bring seasonality into architecture, thus reconnecting the architecture to the changing of seasons, and also by extensions to the changing of habitats, to the different fluctuation of animals and the migration and the changing also of the vegetation and everything.
And your title, Solstice or the Living Contract, mm-hmm. it sums up your project?
Yes, so the title Solstice or the Living Contract is inspired, of course, by what I just said about the changing of seasons and bringing seasonality into architecture and thus connecting the human to the living world. But it's also inspired by the social contract by Jean-Jacques Rousseau, which is a contract which was written about the idea of a common good. And the idea behind the project was to extend that notion of common good, not just for human life, but to all forms of living, including the animal worlds. Yeah, that's why we named it Solstice or the Living Contract, because through the rehabilitation of our base, through the creation of a variety of different habitats, and through the seasonality in architecture, we are trying to create a living contract.
Okay. Thank you very much, Olivier.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye, everyone, and see you next Wednesday for Newcom d'Archi in English. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. And thanks to the sound engineer who was collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.